They're going to be disrupted in this way, that they'll have holes in their schedules caused by the non-appearance of Thames Television material, but they will fill in those holes with local originated material, which are old reruns or an old film or something. So that's the form of disruption.
But you've no plans to take any industrial action throughout the network because of this black network being operated by Thames?
None at all. The industrial sort of action that we have taken is to isolate Thames. They're on an island and they can't get off, and we won't let them off.
But with respect, you have been quoted in the past few days as saying if they went ahead with this network service of their own, this local service of their own, it's a recipe for industrial disruption and a great loss of programmes.
There's a great loss of Thames programmes throughout the country, and the industrial disruption is not allowing the Thames link to come through to the regions. That's what I was referring to. You see, this is a local dispute, and therefore we're not seeking an outright blackout of television services throughout the country or in the London area. That isn't our intention at all.
Is that because you fear you may not have the support? Because already the Teddington shop has indicated their unwillingness, I believe, to go along with this dispute, even though they have agreed to go out.
Well, Thames is a production centre, not a transmission centre necessarily, and I think they're acting in a very proper way by, if the management put out a black transmission, they will indicate their distaste for that black by stopping work. So that's pretty good support for 340 people.
But management have said all along that this would never have need to have happened if the union had gone through the correct disputes procedure.
Well, we did go through procedure after procedure. I don't think this strike should have happened, but the management refused to listen to sense and rational argument, and they refused to say, right, we will implement something we've agreed within the next 2 years at a certain date. That was all what was needed.
So where do we go from here? How long is it going to go on?
It's a standby situation. It will go on as long as our members agree that it should go on. And I'm quite content for that to happen, but I'm also equally eager to start negotiations again with management, and I hope they start very soon. You must remember one thing: the management so far have refused to meet the strikers or their representatives. They've refused to meet people on strike to resolve this dispute.
You say you're quite happy to let it go on, but that's a situation with management operating equipment normally operated by the ACTT. One would expect that that's the sort of thing you would be up in arms about and calling action all over the place normally.
Well, no, not normally, because this is a local dispute, and if management are operating the equipment, nobody will work with those managements, and they'll get jolly tired very soon.